listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about fasting and fattening. You'll see what I mean when I read to you these words from Jesus' great Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. We read this. Again, these are the words of Jesus. "Moreover, when you fast, do not be like the hypocrites with a sad countenance, for they disfigure their faces that they may appear to men to be fasting. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, so that you do not appear to men to be fasting, but to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." In this part of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus spoke to some fundamental practices of the spiritual life in his kingdom: giving, praying, and now in this section, fasting. Jesus said, when you fast. You know, he didn't say if you fast. He clearly assumed that his followers would fast. The practice of fasting, abstaining from food or any kind of food of any kind and allowing only water to drink, that was a practice familiar to the Jewish people of Bible times. The Old Testament commanded fasting on the Day of Atonement, and during the exile, the Jewish people expanded the practice of fasting. The Pharisees typically fasted twice a week, according to Luke chapter 18, verse 12. And according to some commentators, they did this on Thursday and on Monday, because those were thought to be the days when Moses went up and then came down from Mount Sinai when he received the law of God. As with the previous examples of giving and praying, fasting is something good that was often corrupted by the hypocrisy of the religious people of Jesus' day. Our corrupt natures can take something good and corrupt it into something bad. A modern example of a good thing gone bad is the manner of dressing nice on Sunday for church. Now, there's nothing wrong with that in itself. It can even be good as an expression of reverence. Yet, if it is used to compete with others or to draw attention to oneself, then something good has become something bad. To guard against this, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not be like hypocrites." You see, the hypocritical scribes and Pharisees wanted to make sure that everybody knew that they were fasting, so they made sure to show a sad countenance and to disfigure their faces so that their agony of fasting would be evident to everybody. Then Jesus described the penalty of corrupted fasting. He said, "Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward." When hypocrites receive the admiration of men for these spiritual efforts, they receive all the reward they will ever get. Sad to say, that's fine for many hypocrites, because the real problem with the hypocrite is self-interest. It's in our nature to please and impress others around us so that we can really be pleased by how wonderful they think we are. Instead, Jesus told us, "When you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so that you do not appear to men to be fasting." In contrast to how the hypocrites fasted, Jesus instructed us to take care of ourselves as usual and to make the fast something of a secret before God. It is interesting to think about what Jesus would say about fasting today, especially to most Christians in the Western world. His word to us might not concern how we fast. It might be more directed to the fact that most of us don't even fast at all. Jesus might say, "I can't even speak to you as hypocritical fasters because you don't fast at all. This is an important spiritual discipline and you should practice it." Now, from photographs of Charles Spurgeon, he doesn't seem to have been a man who practiced fasting very often, at least not in his later years. Yet even the great preacher of Victorian England observed this. Fasting took a leading role in devotion under the law, and it might profitably be more practiced even now under the gospel. The Puritans called it soul fattening fasting, and many have found it so. You see, perhaps if we fasted more, our soul would be fatter and healthier. Look, bring these things before God and receive His guidance from them, from His word for your life, and receive that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.